WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The Irish rock singer and songwriter Sinéad O'Connor has a new album out called I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it's evidence of how O'Connor's work continues to grow.
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference.
Sinéad O'Connor's new album begins with words from a prayer used most notably at the start of Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. Here, however, it's used as the invocation for a song called Feel So Different, which may or may not be about a religious, spiritual, or sexual experience. It's a song of quiet intensity, the singer's voice accompanied by a spare string section. It is, in short, music very unlike what we've come to expect from a young, ambitious pop star. Sinéad O'Connor first came to prominence in 1987 with her album The Lion and the Cobra. An Irish woman who was then just 20 years old, her debut was full of an anger and frustration at once ambiguous and very specific. Her songs could be as dreamily ethereal and timeless as those of her countryman, Van Morrison, yet she was full of an almost eerie firmness and resolve. But before most people heard that first album, they saw her. They saw O'Connor's shaved head and the perpetually grim expression on her face. They read her interviews in which she called Bono of U2 stupid and pretentious and expressed unqualified support for the IRA. She could, in short, be very alluring and very off-putting. In recent interviews, O'Connor has revealed that she shaved her head in reaction to her English record company, whom she said wanted her to, quote, tart herself up and act girlish to promote her record. O'Connor is nothing if not stubborn, so she went out and untarted herself, as it were. Now she claims she didn't realize that her fierce face presented such an aggressive image to the world. She recently said, I found that aggressive image very hard to live up to. I dislike what I had made of myself. Now married and the mother of a baby boy, it might seem at first that O'Connor has mellowed a bit. Each of these, my three babies, I will carry with me. For myself, I ask no one else will be mother to these three. In fact, this album is as hard-headed as anything Sinéad O'Connor has done. From its assertive title, I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got, To its songs about shaken faith, fair-weather friends, and bad politics, this is music of a singular intelligence.
Margaret Thatcher on TV, shocked by the deaths that took place in Beijing. It seems strange that she should be offended. The same orders are given by her. I've said this before now. You said I was childish and you'll say it now.
O'Connor has made much of the fact that the pop music she admires most is rap, hip-hop, which she likes for its simplicity and directness. She has very wisely decided not to record rap music herself. But the high point of her new album is a reworking of a song by Prince, Nothing Compares to You. It's an interpretation that confirms her own originality.
I can eat my dinner in a fancy
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. This is Fresh Air.